And in fact, because they're easier to use, it's probable that most people can obtain one for themselves. You, in general, they don't, the hospitals do not give a blood glucose meter except in certain cases. Now, if they find that a patient is on a low income and unable to afford it, and they consider that that patient should have one, they are able to give the patient a blood glucose meter, and they will do that because it's in their interests that the patient keeps good control of the diabetes, because the complications from diabetes are serious. If you you can lose your eyesight, you can get strokes or heart attacks. All these things are there, and it's much better if you can keep it within reason. The more you can keep it normal, in what they would describe as a normal level, which is for a normal person, it's between the level of about 5 to 7, and that is quite a close tolerance. If it falls below 5, you're going towards being hypo, and if you go the other way, and you it's too high and it runs too high for too long, it will certainly damage your general health. Depends on how bad it is, you know. I did know of a case where one lad refused to do insulin, and as a result, he was only in his 30s. He was going blind. Now, that was, to me, that was absolutely stupid, but then that was up to him, wasn't it?
You said that as soon as you started using a fresh injection site, the
Yes.
insulin dispersed better and, you know, everything improved. So why do you think you or the medical profession had allowed yourself to go so long using one site?
I think it was just that they didn't realise that they had no reason to ask me whether I was moving it around or not. I was, you see, you start at the top of the leg and work down, and then alternate the legs. So I suppose it didn't occur to them. Why should it? It wasn't the sort of question that they would normally ask.